Welcome, Raptors enthusiasts. This is the Raptors Abroad podcast.
Doesn't she sound pretty? This is the Raptors Abroad podcast. This is your boy Sam coming to you from London, UK. It is Friday evening here, and I'm a little bit preoccupied because my Toronto Blue Jays are in a little bit of a battle with the Texas Rangers right now. They're up 4-3 in the fifth as of this recording, but they dropped game one, so a little bit tense. First time in 22 years in the playoffs. Fired up. But let's not get ahead of ourselves, because this is the Raptors Abroad podcast, and we're talking basketball. And while the Blue Jays are in the postseason, we're still in the preseason over here. Game three, to be exact. And by the way, if anyone new is listening to this show, which I imagine there is, because there kind of seems to be random downloads coming from all over from the first couple of episodes, just want you to know, this podcast is for Raptor fans anywhere, but specifically those of us fans abroad that can't catch these games live. And me personally, I check these games out on NBA League Pass. Not at night, I don't stay up till 3, 4, 5 in the morning, I used to, back in the day. But nowadays, I go to bed and I use a little bit of self-discipline. I don't check my phone, I don't check the scores, I don't go to the wrong websites right away. I get up, walk my dog, exercise, sit down, put on my T-Raps game. Take some notes and then broadcast it to y'all. Back in the day, your boy Sam had aspirations of being a member of the Toronto Raptors, not as a player, but as a broadcaster or working for the broadcast team. But that was once upon a dream, and life happened. But in the midst of life happening, the internet also happened. And guess what? I can make my own broadcast studio now, and that's what I got. I got a dope mic, I got a sound booth, I got all the equipment I need, and we're good to go here. So I'm going to talk some Toronto Raptors basketball with you. So that's where I'm coming from. Y'all ready? Let's get into it. Now, a little bit of pregame hype. Your T-Raps are playing in Ontario, which normally is not news, but they're playing in Ontario, California. That's right, outside of Los Angeles, but nearby Ontario, California, not to be confused with Ontario, the great province in Canada. But still, cool little coincidence there. All right, what else is interesting? Your Los Angeles Lakers, obviously, when you speak LA Lakers, you're going to talk a little bit about Mr. Kobe Bryant, 37 years young, and he is back. Little injuries the last couple of seasons have hampered Mr. Bryant's career, but he is looking to come back to form this year, and he seems determined. And I'll tell you, I'm 38, so I know what it's like to have those aches and pains, but I'm not about to compare myself to Mr. Kobe Bryant, because that man knows his body. And if he says he's good to go, he's good to go. So I'm looking forward to see what he's got this season, and was particularly fired up for this game, even though it's just a preseason game, because of Kobe. A couple of other interesting pickups for the Lakers in the offseason. Meta World Peace, who, you know what, I'm just going to call him Ron Artest. I still can't call him Meta World Peace. I mean, it's not even a good name. I'm sorry, it's not a good name. All right, we had World Be Free in the 70s. That was cool. All right, Meta World Peace is not working for me, homie. So picked up Ron Artest. Don't really know why. I don't think any other team in the league would take him, but the man's got game. There was a point where I thought he was the best two-way player in basketball. That's right, he was like 25 points a game, and he was the defensive player of the year. So argue with that. So Ron Artest, he brought it. He brought it. And he can still bring it, I'm sure. He's just a bit crazy. I don't know if I need that stuff around the rest of my squad. All right, and then Roy Hibbert, nice pickup from Indiana. I don't know what happens with Roy Hibbert. He's like in a total enigma to me. I don't understand why he struggles the way that he does, because he looks like a skilled 7'2" guy who's not that slow. Not super quick, but he seems faster than most guys his height. Seems like he's got decent hands, shooting touch, can dunk with ease. I don't know where the struggles come from, but Indiana gave up on him, so he's with LA. All right, so let's see what Kobe's got left. Let's get into it.
First quarter.
And we did not have to wait long. Mr. Bryant, very first shot of the ball game, puts it up, gets a little bit of a friendly roll. But the touch looked good, and he looked like old Kobe. And I'm not going to lie, even though he's scoring against the Raptors, it was nice to see. And I'm not going to really talk about the 81-point game that's been beaten to death, but hey. Nice little touch from Mr. Bryant. Good to see the living legend back on the court and playing well. Now, not playing very legendary was your Toronto Raptors. They start off this ball game 1 of 9. The Lakers, on the other hand, 5 of 7, which equaled a 10-2 start 5 minutes into this ball game. Rough looking intro. And I complained last couple of ball games about the Raptors' ball movement and how it was sticky and players were thinking too much, and we're seeing the same thing in this third game. And that, folks, is why we have preseason. Which, to be honest, I don't agree with. I don't see why they can't work this stuff out in the regular season. I don't think preseason is really necessary, but hey, that's for a completely different podcast. So your Raptors are down 8. But new pickup, Damare Carroll. He ends that drought with a 3-ball. And that, folks, got Mr. Damare Carroll fired up. You know, I learned an interesting stat about him, by the way. After he drained that 3, the announcer said that he did not hit a 3-pointer in the NBA until his 3rd year in the league. And then last year, he was just shooting them left and right. Shot 40%. I mean, that is a very interesting turnaround, don't you think? I mean, seriously, to go more than 2 years without making one, and now all of a sudden he's a 3-point threat? Wow. Very interesting. All right, 6:45. Speaking of interesting, weird play here. Kobe Bryant from the right side tries a cross-court pass from the right corner all the way to the left corner, and the ball perfectly catches the mesh underneath the rim, and that was enough to slow it down, and DeMar DeRozan just grabbed it almost like the ball was passed right to him. So a weird little play there. And another weird little thing here, Swaggy P. I don't have to name him, right? You know who I'm talking about. Right? Iggy Azalea's boyfriend, Mr. Nick Young. All right, listen, I don't have any hate for Nick Young. I actually think he's kind of funny, and I appreciate the way that he's sort of made a name for himself outside of basketball. But I'll tell you what, Swaggy P, and maybe this is the point because I'm talking about it, but dude is rocking a little rat tail dread, like a little tiny dread rat tail. And if you don't know what a rat tail is, you're probably under 30 years old, or maybe even 35, I don't know, but look it up. It was this horrible style of haircut that was in fashion for about 6 months in 1986, and Swaggy P is bringing it back. I don't know. I guess if you're going to nickname yourself Swaggy P, anything can happen style-wise. And I'm not here to hate on anyone else's style. Express yourself. That's just a funny one. The dready rat tail. It's a new one. I can't imagine anyone else has rocked that before. So shout out to Swaggy P. And by the way, he was backing it up because as I was typing this stuff, writing down these notes, he drained a deep 2 and a 3-ball. So maybe the rat tail is working. I don't know. Rocking it, Swaggy P. All right, 3:51 mark though. Damare Carroll, who I really want to talk about, he keeps it rolling. He answers Swaggy P with a drive, takes some contact, finishes with the and one layup, and it's 19-16 Lakers. 4 minutes to go. Kyle Lowry then gets in on the act. He adds a 3-ball with 2 minutes to go, and then Damare Carroll finishes off this sweet quarter with the friendly roll on a 3-ball. And that, folks, gave the Raptors the lead 24-23. And then next up, a little deja vu, or should I say, I should apologize for this in advance, but I'm going to say a little deja Lou. That's right, folks, sweet Lou Williams, silky smooth shooting two guard that graced the Toronto Raptors with his presence last season, is now a Los Angeles Laker. And he was on the floor, and he does as he does, which was wasting no time in scoring. All right, first of all, he stepped up, drained a couple of free throws, drained a little short jumper, and then he adds to what I referred to all last season as Lou's List. And normally, that's a happy occasion. If you don't know what Lou's List is, Lou's List is the list of players that Lou Williams has tricked into fouling him as he's shooting a 3-point shot. It used to happen, not exaggerating, at least once a game, if not twice a game. Sometimes even 3, maybe even 4 times in one game this guy's pulled that off. He's uncanny with knowing when a guy is reaching and jacking up that shot at just the right time. And he wasted no time in adding Canadian Corey Joseph to the list. Corey Joseph reaches, Lou Williams teaches with 3 free throws. And I'll tell you, even though it's against the Raptors, I don't got any hate on Lou Williams. I like seeing him score. It's entertaining. Dude can play. And you know, I'll talk about Lou for a second. Y'all remember when he joined Lou with the Raptors last year? And this is the way it felt to me. The first 20 games, he was just lights out. I mean, properly lights out. It felt like at the close of every single quarter, he was draining a 3 or a deep 2. Like, it was just a given that it was going down. And then the rest of the season, the last 60 games, it was kind of hit or miss. You know, I would say that end of quarter percentage kind of went down to like 1-4, 1-5 was going in, and it got a little bit less exciting. But it felt automatic. It's kind of that Matt Bonner effect. You remember when Matt Bonner has had that year with us where it felt like anything he did, anything he touched was going down. And I think the last 30, 40 games Matt Bonner was with us, he wasn't as on fire, but it was like the first half of the season. It was just unforgettable. All right, so back to this ball game in particular then. So after Lou Williams did that little bit of damage, first quarter ended with the Raptors up 3, 30-27.
Second quarter.
Very little to talk about specifically here, but I'll talk about little impressions. First of all, the Raptors' ball movement was noticeably better. I mean, I don't know what happened in that break between quarters, but someone told them about moving the ball, and they started doing a great job. And that led to overall them shooting 7 of 14 threes in the half. Damari Carroll, 16 points in the half, shooting the 3 ball nicely. He was part of that 7 of 14. And at the end of the half, the Raptors folks were up 6, 59-53. So not overly eventful, but still built on that lead a little bit. And a couple of other nice impressions I had here was Luis Scola. He had a couple of nice buckets in that second quarter. I'm just really enjoying his skill set. Very fundamental, but at the same time, unorthodox. I guess because he's so fundamental, he's got this bag of tricks that is nothing new, but people just aren't used to seeing them. It's kind of old school in the sense that it's like mid-80s, early 90s basketball. I don't know if that makes any sense to people, but he's just got these little pivots and little baby hooks around the basket that are money. I like seeing that. All right, and then another thought that I had watching this ball game was Bismack Biyombo. He had a couple of minutes here, a nice stretch, hit a little hook shot, drained a couple of free throws, a couple of good defensive plays. I mean, this guy was the 7th overall pick in 2011. That's just 4 years ago. And he was, as I recall, he was picked as somewhat of a project, as most draft picks are, but they were not expecting him to come in and contribute. They're expecting 2, 3, maybe 4 years, but he's been given up on by a couple of teams, and I'd like to see if Bismack maybe, you know, there's a chance here, right? This is his fourth year, fourth and fifth season. This is kind of make or break, so let's see. We could be getting a steal here. I know it's early to say, just a thought. Kind of raised my eyebrows for a couple minutes. All right, moving on.
Third quarter.
Raptors go up 9 early in this third quarter, but Kobe gets the friendly roll. A little payback on the Damari Carroll 3. Kobe getting a very friendly roll on a 3 ball at the 9-minute mark, and the Raptor lead back to 6, 66-60. That's where Kyle Lowry decided to step it up, and he stepped it up big in this quarter. He answers actually that Kobe shot with a very difficult step back fadeaway shot from the free throw line. And I mean, lots of guys have the step back fadeaway, but if you can imagine this, he stepped back with his left foot while turning over his right shoulder and then shooting with his right hand. Doesn't give you a lot of wind up. Takes a tremendous amount of upper body strength to be able to aim that shot at the basket, not just be chucking it up there. So Lowry, able to lose the weight but keep the strength, and he was able to drain that little fadeaway. Very impressive there. Kobe comes back the other way. He's a little bit fired up. Tries a little spin move on the baseline. Gets called for the travel. Raptors go back the other way. Gorgeous ball movement continues. Lowry finds Jonas Valanciunas underneath the basket inside for the easy bucket. Gives the Raptors their first double-digit lead. They're up 10. 8 minutes left to go in the quarter. 7 minutes to go then. Kyle Lowry, another nice play here, hitting a deep 3 to beat the shot clock. Raptors up 11 now, 75-64. All right, Laker fans, hasn't been much for you, so turn it up for this one, because this was a beautiful play. 338 mark, Julius Randle, who a lot of the Laker announcers are super excited about, and I can see why. Dude is pretty athletic. They were calling him Lamar Odom in Zach Randolph's body. And I would even argue that he's more athletic than even a young Zach Randolph. I was pretty impressed. I wouldn't mind having this guy on my squad. And this is one of the reasons why. 338 mark. Grabs the ball in transition. Dribbling it up the middle. Lowry diving in for what looked like was going to be an easy steal. But Randle with a sweet behind the back pass to evade Lowry. And then flips it over with his left hand to Kobe Bryant, who had camped out on the right wing. Missed a couple of threes on the previous possessions, but not this time. Perfect setup, and Kobe drains it. And the Laker fans starting to get a little excited off of that one. Again, it's a six-point game, 77-71. So cue the Canadian, folks. The Raptors call on Mr. Corey Joseph. And the gentleman who spent his career basically in the West has got a lot of experience with the LA Lakers, giving them nightmares while he was on the San Antonio Spurs. He steps up and he turns it up. 106 mark, showing off the dribble skills and the first step, able to get all the way to the rim, finishes with a reverse layup. Then just 46 seconds later, with 20 seconds to go in the quarter, Corey Joseph again blowing by two Lakers, going in for the layup, restoring the double-digit lead. Raptors up 10, 86-76 after three. Your boy Kyle Lowry, by the way, with 14 points in the quarter. So without further ado, let's hit up the
fourth quarter.
And in the start of this fourth quarter, Mr. Sweet Lou Williams. He decided he was going to battle it out with our boy Corey Joseph. And let me tell you, it was an exciting battle indeed. He opens up the quarter with a three ball. So Corey Joseph, he fights back, answers right back with a nice driving layup. So Lou Williams says, oh yeah, I can do that too. He dribbles into the paint, puts up a little floater. Nothing but the bottom of the net. So Corey Joseph says, all right, mate, you got some range? Let's step back. Drains a three ball. Gives the Raptors a 10-point lead again, 91-81. And then Lou Williams then, he says, all right then, you want to take it from deep? I'll take it from deep too. And cleverly, as he's known to do, and I don't know why, Joseph is already on the list, but he tries to get on it again. He fouls Lou, shooting a three ball. Luckily for the T-Raps, the referees did not see it that way, and they called this one on the floor. And I'll tell you what, folks, this was a turning point in this duel. Lou Williams complains, but to no avail. I guess the referees already gave him one. They didn't want to give him another one. So the Lakers inbounds. They do not score on the possession. Ensuing possession, Corey Joseph takes it to the rack. Lou Williams with the lazy reach, and Corey all the way for the easy lefty layup. And one. I would be more emphatic about the and one, except that Mr. Joseph stepped up, missed the free throw. So still a 10-point game, 94-84. All right, and this is when I really started to get excited. All right, I mean, I know it's preseason, so whatever, right? How excited can I really get? But check this out. 5:45 mark, Anthony Bennett is in the ball game. So this is just after the Canadian Corey Joseph has gone in, and he's starting to put this team on his back in this ball game. And then Anthony Bennett steps in, takes a pass, one dribble to his left, rises up from about 20 feet. Nothing but the bottom of the net on the jumper. And I'll tell you, I got goosebumps off of that. I got a little rush of adrenaline in my body. And I thought, you know, we got two Canadians on the floor right now for your T-Raps. And they're good. They're good Canadians. This is exciting. I mean, I know we had McGlure before, and he was still good, but it wasn't McGlure in his heydays. It wasn't All-Star McGlure. So that had me fired up. And I was writing down my little notes about that, but then I nearly dropped my laptop. All right, this got me to actually jump out of my seat in the preseason. 4:37 mark. I don't know where the highlights are. I didn't see them on ESPN.com, but if you've got NBA League Pass, look this up, Raptor fans. 4:37 mark, Anthony Bennett catches the ball straight away, three-point line, sees a little bit of space in the lane to his left, does a little shoulder fake right, puts the ball on the floor, two hard dribbles with the left hand, elevates off the left foot, cocks it back with the right hand, and explodes to the right side of the rim and murders it. I'm talking a monster one-handed throwdown, and Anthony Bennett showed everybody why he was a number one pick. I mean, I am blown away that a guy that has the ability to do that is playing for the veterans minimum after just 2 years in the league, being the number one overall pick. Unbelievable. What a great deal for the Raptors. AB, I hope you found your home. I hope this is the place where you blossom and become the player that you're expected to be. I mean, I'm not going to lie and say that I've watched hours and hours of Anthony Bennett. I just know what I've seen last year with the T-Wolves, and it was a lot of those 20-foot jumpers. Sometimes a nice little put-back dunk, but this couple of dribbles from the three-point line and then switching hands and throwing it down. Oh, absolutely fantastic. So I want to see a little bit more of that. So Raptors coaching staff, I want to see some more AB. All right, so back to the ball game. 2:56 mark. Corey Joseph with a reverse layup. That was after the Lakers had actually cut this ball game down to six. And Lou Williams then answering that Corey Joseph layup with a layup of his own just 10 seconds later. And it's a two-possession ball game. 101-95. Keeping it close. 1:42 mark then, Anthony Bennett, who was fired up, taking it to the basket, steps on a defender's foot, turns his ankle, that leads to a turnover, and Lou Williams takes full advantage, draining a floater in transition. 4-point ball game now, 101-97. Minute 42 seconds to go. 22 seconds later, Corey Joseph on the drive, blocked from behind. Luckily for the Raptors, the ball went out of bounds, but there's only 2 seconds remaining on the shot clock. So who are you going to call? You're going to call your second round pick. You're going to call Summer League star Norman Powell, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. Norman Powell gets the position on the left side of the lane, takes the inbounds, and with 2 seconds to go, able to put the lefty layup up and in. Gives the Raptors a 6-point lead, 103-97. Sweet Lou comes right back, tries to answer, misses a short finger roll, and Corey Joseph, of course it's Corey Joseph, who else is going to do it? He comes back, ices the game at the 45-second mark with a little teardrop floater. And yet T-Raps win this one, 105-97. Oh yeah, improved to 2-1 on this little West Coast preseason trip here.
Let's hit the box score.
All right, the big standout in this ball game for your Toronto Raptors was Mr. Kyle Lowry. 25 minutes on the floor, 25 points, 8 of 13 shooting. Very impressive work on the floor for Mr. Lowry, and 6 dimes to go with that. Good boy, Kyle. DeMar DeRozan, though, his backcourt mate, struggled. 1 of 7 in 23 minutes, just 8 points for him. So let's stick with the bright spots then. Damari Carroll, 6 of 10 from the field, 18 points for him. And then the other Raptor standout was the man I've been talking about for the whole last 20 minutes of this podcast, Mr. Corey Joseph. 8 of 13 from the field, 18 points. It just kind of felt like between Carroll, Lowry, and Joseph, they just took turns handling this ball game. Damari kind of took the first quarter, Kyle took the end of the second, all of the third, and most of the third, and then Corey Joseph took over about the last 14, 15 minutes of this ball game. All right, notable Lakers. I mean, I got to mention Kobe Bryant. He actually played pretty decent. He was 5 of 11 from the field, 16 points for him, 22 minutes of play. Julius Randle, who I had talked about before, 17 points for him on 7 of 10 shooting. And 19 points for sweet Lou Williams, 6 of 5 from the field. Team-wise, and really the main difference in this ball game was the 3-point shooting. Field goals, free throws are fairly close in this one, but your Toronto Raptors shot 47.6% from deep, 10 of 21 from the field, as opposed to the Los Angeles Lakers, 7 of 27, 25.9%. That was your difference in a fairly close game. So nice job by yo T-Raps. Next game, your Toronto Raptors are finally back at home at the ACC. and they will be hosting another fine Canadian, possibly the finest in the league, Mr. Andrew Wiggins, reuniting with Anthony Bennett. And I got him on our long-term list. I hope we stack the deck and do everything we can to acquire Mr. Wiggins when his... I don't know why I'm calling everyone Mr. in this podcast. That's just the tip I'm on. But I hope we get Andrew Wiggins at some point. All right, thanks for checking out this edition of the Raptors Abroad podcast. Hope you like the new sound effects with my lovely lady. I think it sounds pretty. Big love from London, UK. And I'm out.